What we've got to do is we've got to use it as a motivation for Saturday's game. Like you say, we were so near yet so far, but it's important now that we recover and recover well and get ready to go again.
And I've got to ask you first up, how are the walking wounded?
Not bad, yeah. From the other night, we've recovered well, and hopefully we might get one, maybe two back for the weekend.
Just walked in with Colin Daniel, and he seems to think his knee's less serious than he first thought.
Yeah, that was good news. Obviously, there's no more throughout the course of today, but yeah, it's not as bad as we first feared, so that's a bit of a relief.
And have you had Kyle Vassell wrapped up in cotton wool?
Yeah, along with the others. So, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, we're going to get some bodies back soon. I mean, it just highlights the need to bring in some more bodies. We've got four down, and we're unfortunate that all four are strikers, but it just highlights your need for numbers, especially with the window this season and how it's going to be.
And facing Wickham, it could be much, much of the same because they're a very direct side as well.
Well, I watched the game the other night and they mix it up, so we're going to have to be switched on and we're going to have to be right at our game again. And I think we've just got to concentrate on the level of performance that we've tried to produce so far this season. It's been decent, especially here at home.
Big Akinfenwa started the game and scored a goal, but are you anticipating him starting Saturday?
Can't control that. We're just going to work on what we can control, and that's you know, making sure that we create as many opportunities as what we have been doing, and this time finishing them off on a more consistent basis. So, you know, the other night was an example of that, where we had great opportunities to put the game to bed, and we didn't quite do that.
And you're going to face another manager in the dugout who seems to work wonders with very, very sparse resources, Gareth Ainsworth.
Yeah, no, he's another one that's done a fantastic job straight from playing into that. And like you say, the couple of runs that they've had in the league and the layers that he keeps producing, you know, his teams are going to be very competitive all the time, and we've got to match that.
Was it a good sign for you the way that your side dealt with the aerial bombardment at Barnet?
Yeah, I think so. I think I learnt a lot about the character and the fight that they've got. And, you know, they're all pulling together and having a right good go for each other and fighting for the shirt. So I was pleased with that. And like you say, once you take the emotion of the late goal then away, then you analyse the game properly, that was a massive positive in terms of how they went about it for each other.
Does the way that you think Wickham are going to play influence your team selection?
Well, at the moment, it's a case of you know, whoever's fit and available at this moment in time. I think you know, you just got to look at what's available to us and which way we see is the best way to try and win a game of football.
And we know you're actively looking to add numbers to the squad. Are you any nearer adding bodies?
Not at this moment in time. There's a hell of a lot of phone calls made yesterday and follow-ups that need to occur today, this afternoon. And, you know, like you say, we're trying to get as many in as quickly as possible because the group that we've got just need that little bit of help.
Couple of weeks left in the window. Are you concerned at all that reports are saying that people are showing interest in some of your players?
No, I think it's part and parcel of the game, and if people are showing an interest in our players, then I quite take the opposite view and think that obviously we're doing something right and we're helping them progress. I realise that we're in League Two. Do I want to lose any of the players? No, but from my time when we were in the Championship, there is no club that's not a selling club anymore, you know, and that includes some of the Premiership boys as well, because Manchester United sold Cristiano Ronaldo, Spurs sold Gareth Bale. And so I realise that that's part and part of the business that we're in, and we just have to deal with it.
Two games on the road, it's back to home sweet home. You're two from two. You surely be looking to try and turn Bloomfield into a bit of a fortress.
Oh, of course, you always like to win any game of football, but certainly with your home form, and we've made a good start, we've got to try and continue that. You know, it's the focus on the level of performance that we've produced in the previous two that we'll be looking to repeat on Saturday.